just before the end, they say, you will come around and see the vistas of heaven or the Elysian fields or a holistic waking hallucination in two-point perspective stretching out before you in several dimensions and sensations at once. Or perhaps you've already seen it briefly on a bus when you fell asleep and drooled on your shoulder and the glass, and suddenly in that smear you have your own gruel. Several colors came together to create one that no one has ever seen before. Love is falling, love is dropping. Love is falling, love is dropping. Love is falling, love is dropping. Snow falls, rain drops. I thought you meant a question in your tone, but you told me later on the phone that going up in pitch at the end of a sentence was also a plea for me to please do for you what you really wanted me to do. But now it's too late to pick up on. I dropped the ball. You said I dropped the ball. They say that no two snowflakes are alike, but they are no more similar than they are different. Like a herd of cattle, or a group of words that ride out of your mouth on a tone of voice that says more than the words themselves. Words that sound like what you say is a plea, but I hear is a command. Love is falling, love is dropping. Love is falling, love is dropping. Love is falling, love is dropping. Snow falls, rain drops. Green bottle glass and why write inanities in the condensation on the bar. And I always liked how clear drops of water turned black on a black countertop. But your dense handwritten letters are clear, quite clear. Before the end, they say, you will remember a day of ecstasy, an ecstatic release from polarities and inanities, a shining moment, or a linking of moments that no longer seem to be a part of time, but happened in your arms, in your embrace. In your brain.